Da 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 da. Good evening, everybody. It's time for another chapter of Bedtime Stories.
With Thompson.
Yeah, and what are we reading right now, Thompson?
The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe.
By who?
By Daniel Defoe.
That's right. Chapter 4, Robinson Learns Many Skills. Robinson's days of searching for a place to build his home ended when he found a small flat plain on the side of a hill. There was even a spot worn away in the side of the hill that looked like the beginning of a cave. It was on the flat plain in front of this spot that Robinson decided to settle. He pitched his tent using some of the sails he had taken from the ship. Then, for protection, he built himself a fortress surrounding it. The fortress was made of young, strong trees, which Robinson chopped down and cut into points at the tips. He drove these into the ground, pointed tips up, in a half circle around his tent. So his fortress began at one side of the hill and ran to the other, enclosing his tent and all his possessions. To get inside his fortress, Robinson built a ladder, which he then pulled in after him. Once his fortress was finished, Robinson began to dig out the earth and rock from the side of the hill to make himself a cave. He needed a cool, dry place where he would be protected from the sun and rain, and where he could store his provisions. Even while he was putting his home in order, Robinson made sure to go out every day to hunt for food. He found many ducks, pigeons, goats, and turtles on the island. The meat they provided, plus the goat's milk and the turtle's eggs, became the basis of Robinson's food supply. When he killed an animal whose meat was not good for eating, he took off its skin, dried it, and used it for clothing or covering. Robinson's home was now ready to be furnished, but what could a man who had never handled a tool in his life hope to build? Robinson wasn't sure, but he worked patiently with his axe and saw for months. At first, he pulled apart everything he made, but finally he developed enough skill to make himself a table and a chair, then some shelves for his cave. Once Robinson had succeeded as a carpenter, he decided to try his hand at farming. He still had the kernels of barley corn he had taken off the ship. This would be his first crop. He found a flat, clear piece of land which had to be dug up and plowed, and since an iron spade was not one of the tools a ship carried, Robinson had to make himself one, and the only material he had available was wood. He found a tree whose wood was quite hard, and even though this wood was difficult to work with, Robinson managed to shape a board into the spade he needed. Therefore, he was able to dig up the ground and plant his crop. But this first crop never grew, for Robinson had planted it at the wrong time of the year, just before the dry season. Since he had only used half his kernels on this first planting, he still had the other half left. His second crop, planted just before the rainy season, sprouted and grew well. Robinson carefully saved every ear of corn when it was ripe. He had to think of replanting and increasing his crop before he could think about making bread from his grain. Bread was not to come until much later, 3 years to be exact. By the time Robinson had been on the island 10 months, he decided to explore the creek as it traveled inland. Along its banks, he discovered fields of wild tobacco and sugarcane, vines of sweet ripe grapes, and trees covered with oranges, lemons, and limes. Of these fruits, the most valuable to him turned out to be the grapes. While all the other fruits had to be eaten soon after picking, before they spoiled, the grapes could be hung in bunches from any tree's branches and dried in the sun. Once they dried and became raisins, they could be kept for long periods of time without spoiling. Not only were they tasty, but they were very nourishing as well. The grapes proved especially valuable to Robinson during the rainy season when he was unable to leave his cave or tent for several weeks. When there was a slight break in the weather, he left his home only to kill a goat or turtle, which roamed nearby. But the fresh fruits grew too far inland to reach during the rainy weather. By the time 365 notches were cut into Robinson's calendar post, he had learned when to expect the rainy and dry seasons on the island. This was important in the planting of his crops in order to yield 2 harvests each year for himself. He found that the seasons of the year were not divided into winter and summer as they were in England, but into rainy, dry, rainy, dry. Knowing what to expect helped Robinson store up his supplies so he would not have to go out too much during the wet months. While he was indoors, he busied himself with enlarging his cave and weaving baskets out of the long, thin twigs. These baskets were useful for storing his corn and raisins, as well as for carrying out the earth and rock from his cave. During his second year, Robinson made many trips exploring the island. On one trip, he climbed a high hill, the highest he had found so far. The day was very clear, and off to the west, about 40 miles, Robinson spied land. He didn't know if it was another island or the mainland. He didn't know if it was inhabited or not, but he did know that if there were inhabitants, they were savages. For while he lived in Brazil, Robinson had heard stories about the savages who inhabited this part of the world. They were cannibals, man-eaters who killed and ate all human beings who fell into their hands. The thought of cannibals made Robinson shudder, and he thanked God that he had landed on this deserted island instead of among the cannibals. During another one of his trips, Robinson found a flock of parrots. He decided to catch one and try to teach it to speak. This he did, although it took old Polly 4 years to learn to call Robin Crusoe. And so the second year ended, and the third year began. Robinson's crops were now large enough so that he did not have to use all of them for replanting. He could now begin to think about making his corn into bread, but he had to do a great deal of thinking first, for he had no mill to grind the corn into meal, no sieve to strain it, no jars in which to store it, and no oven in which to bake it. First he began experimenting with some clay he dug up on the island. He mixed it with water to form a paste, then shaped the paste into jars and set the jars out in the sun to dry. His first few jars were ugly, misshapen things that either cracked to pieces while drying or caved in from their own weight. After 2 months of experimenting, Robinson succeeded in making several small earthenware bowls, dishes, pots, and pitchers, but the two large earthen things he made were so ugly that he would not even call them jars. Now that he had a place to store the meal once it was ground, Robinson had to find some sort of stone on which to grind his corn into meal. The only stone on the island was very soft and crumbled easily, so that wouldn't do. Instead, he cut a block from the same hard wood he had used for his spade, then hollowed out the inside. Next, he made a pestle or beater to mash the corn and found that it worked very well. Now the meal had to be separated from the husk or shell. Robinson had no sieve or strainer with which to do this and no thin cloth to take its place. Then he remembered a neckerchief he had taken from one of the chests on the ship. By pulling out some of the threads, he managed to make a strainer that accomplished the job of separating the husk from the meal. Then came the problem of baking the bread. Robinson had no oven, but he did have a clever mind. He hit upon the idea of making two very large earthenware pans. He put his bread in one pan, then covered it with the other. He set his covered pan onto half the coals in a red-hot fire. Then he piled the rest of the coals on top of the pan and around its side. His bread then began to bake. So, by the end of his third year on the island, Robinson Crusoe had added baking to the skills he had already learned, hunting, farming, and carpentry. End of chapter 4.
Coming up next.
That was a good one.
Coming up next, chapter 5, Robinson Makes a Canoe.
Good night. Good night.